Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, what's up? This is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire.
Hey, this is Jeff Hoffman, serial entrepreneur from Priceline.com and UBid.com.
Hey, this is Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income.
And if you want your life to be on fire,
and if you want to learn how to scale your relationships,
if you want to learn how to rub shoulders with your role models,
you should be listening to Build Your Network.
Build Your Network.
Build Your Network podcast.
With my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. What up, and welcome back to this series on masterminds and mentorships. This is part number three. We've had a fantastic first couple of weeks with some huge name guests talking about the importance of getting mentors and joining masterminds and how much that helps in the entrepreneurial journey, especially for those of you out there that are solopreneurs trying to make it happen on your own. So today is part three of that series. We are featuring John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire, a very close friend and mentor of mine, one of the first, actually the first mastermind that I ever joined and now has taken more of like a friendship mentorship role in my life. And I couldn't be more thankful for him. And then Jeff Hoffman, who is the billionaire founder of Priceline. He has done some incredible things. When I was talking to him on our interview, he was talking about how he's shopping around right now for NFL teams. And man, it was just like a huge eye-opener to be like, wow, that's the point in your career that you're at, I guess. It's just, I guess I'll buy an NFL team this year. But anyway, so John Lee Dumas, Jeff Hoffman, and then Pat Flynn, who is a legendary blogger and podcaster and online marketer who's made multiple seven figures since he started his business a few years back. Got the opportunity to hang out with him for the first time out in Australia at a podcasting conference that I was speaking at. And Pat is such a cool, down-to-earth family guy. And it's just really, really great company. So this episode is just jam-packed full of value just for you guys, John Lee Dumas, Jeff Hoffman, and Pat Flynn. But before we get into that really quick, as most of you know, my network has absolutely exploded in the last year and a half or so. The number one reason for that is starting this podcast. There is no chance in the world I would know as many awesome people as I do now if it weren't for the show. It's the perfect credibility vehicle and the perfect value add, like the perfect excuse to connect with the people that you want to connect with the most. So I highly recommend starting a show, but if you're going to do it the right way. Last I heard, 90% of podcasters never make it past episode 7. So if you want to be on the right side of that statistic, do what I did. hire a coach, someone that's been there, done that, can walk you through the process. Yes, that is something that I do right now. You can head over to buildyournetwork.co/coaching if you'd like to apply. I only take on a few clients at a time because of how intense and how time intensive the program is. And I'm only taking on 10 people total. So I only have 6 spots left before I shut down the coaching program forever. So if this is something that you are intrigued by or at all interested in, please feel free to reach out and apply at buildyournetwork.co/coaching. And then we'll hop on a call and see if we'd be a good fit for each other. But now enjoy my chat with John Lee Dumas, Jeff Hoffman, and Pat Flynn in Mentorships and Masterminds, part number 3. Tell us about a time when a connection in your life led to a specific moment of success.
You know, every time that I've had success in my life, it's been because of an investment that I've made in myself with a relationship. And going back to 2012, I was about to launch my podcast and I realized I needed to surround myself with other great podcasters so that I could learn from them, so I could ask them questions, get support, get guidance. And Cliff Ravenscraft of the podcast Answer Man was hosting a mastermind for a year. It was a virtual mastermind for $3,500. So not a small investment, but I knew it was going to be incredibly valuable. So I invested in the podcast mastermind. We were meeting for a week or once a week, an entire year. So there was a lot of meetings and I was learning a lot, meeting a lot of great people. But then I was on the ski trip. And as I was coming back from the ski trip, I'll never forget, I got this email from Cliff who said, John, like, I've been really impressed seeing you the past couple months on your journey. Like, I think this launch you have with Entrepreneur Fire is very unique and interesting. And I think it's a very cool take. Long story short, I'm the podcasting track host for New Media Expo. And we just had somebody quit or said that they can't go speak on a solo track. And I think that you'd be a good person to step up and speak at New Media Expo. And I had just, Travis, launched my podcast. And the only reason I was offered that spot was because I had built a relationship with Cliff because I had invested in myself. He was a track leader. And then he was able to essentially gift me this open spot that I never would have been able to get on my own that soon after my launch. But now all of a sudden I'm at this conference. I'm being surrounded by other podcasters and other authority figures like Pat Flynn, Lewis Howes, Michael Hyatt. It was an incredible experience. I have a speaker's badge. I'm going to speaker's dinners, a speaker's parties. I'm essentially one of the speakers because I am one of the speakers. And I just launched my podcast. And it was all because of that investment I made in a relationship with Cliff Ravenscraft.
That's an incredible story too. And I know this is super hypothetical, JLD, but how far behind in your story to date do you think that you would be if you had never made that one investment in that connection?
This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
I mean, it could honestly have been a year. It could be a year behind, because I never would have spoken again at a conference potentially until the following year. There was New Media Expo, you know, 2014. And that was such a springboard for me, speaking at New Media Expo in January of 2013, that I just can't even think that if I would have had to wait a full another year before I was able to be on stage, be speaking at a conference, meet the kind of speakers that were there. Again, like those people that I named that I built connections with, who now, again, look to me as a peer now, and being able to do joint ventures with them and, to, of course, have them on my show now and do all these things. Like, honestly, like probably 9 to 12 months.
Yeah, that's incredible. So with that being said, with it being that important of a task, of a skill to develop, why do you think that so many people fail at growing their inner circle?
You know, because they don't have guidance, because they don't really have the understanding of the value. And, you know, that's why, you know, when you were telling me about the kind of essence of this podcast, I was like, this idea is a home run, because people need the guidance. They need the step-by-step. They need the case studies. They need the understanding. They need the stories of how and why building your network and actually building relationships and connecting with people. Why is so important? People don't get the why because they've never done it before, because they don't have a real-world tangible example. Well, you know, shows like this and stories like mine are going to show people, you know, the real-world examples of building your network the right way.
Who's the most interesting or maybe influential person that you've been able to meet through networking?
You know, I'd say Sally Hogshead. She's always just fascinated with me. I mean, she's always fascinated me. She's not fascinated with yeah. me. She's always fascinated me because she's just such an incredible stage presence when it comes to live speaking. I remember seeing her live at Social Media Marketing World 2014, and she just blew the roof off. And I was like, man, that woman just has it together. And I was able to learn more about her because, you know, she just has this great history where, you know, she graduated from Duke. Her older sister is a gold medalist in swimming, a U.S. gold medalist, Olympic medalist. Her older brother is like some insane PhD with like all these different accolades and like not the Nobel Prize, but like something along those lines for like the medical field. And she's like had all this stuff to live up to. And then she decided to become an entrepreneur, and she ended up becoming the number one ranked female speaker in the world. And then she was able to develop this incredible philosophy around how the world sees you and build it into a business. And I was able to study her, her stage presence, her business acumen, her marketing, and it really spurred a lot of the ideas that I had to generate revenue with Entrepreneur on Fire. And I was able to have her on the show. I've now had her on 4 times. You know, she now comes to me whenever she has questions about podcasting or whenever she's launching a book. So we've actually developed a great relationship, a great friendship. And it was just all through the power of connecting and networking and me being able to add value to her world. And because of that, you know, now I'm able to get value from her in different areas that I needed in.
Throughout your career, JLD, we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want to kind of hammer this point home a little bit more. How important have paid mentorships and paid masterminds been?
It's been everything, because when you invest, it becomes real. So and true. When it becomes real, then you are absolutely going to go all the way through with that. Anything that's been given to me for free in this world, I haven't valued nearly to the level that I value something that I've had to invest my hard-earned earnings into. So when I find a mentor who is currently where I want to be, and I've done this many times in life, in podcasting, then in webinars, then in overall business, then with health, with fitness, with nutrition. I have a virtual trainer right now, you know, that mentors me. How does he mentor me? 3 days a week, he's kicking my butt in my gym that you've seen, Travis, because you've been to my place in Puerto Rico, and he's making that happen. And I've invested in that mentorship, in that guidance, in that training. And so you have to find people who are currently where you want to be in life. And maybe that's in business, in relationships, in health, or a combination of all three. Invest in yourself for them to take you there.
So if we were to break it down to one thing here, Jeff, let's make it just really simple, really easy. One big takeaway for somebody to take away from this conversation. What would be your number one tip to become better at this weird, awkward thing called networking?
Absolutely. And this is going to sound really simple, but nobody does it. And that's this: literally schedule time in your week. Schedule time where you say, I'm taking Thursday afternoon off with one and only one goal: to go out networking, to physically, whether it's, and during that time, you're not running your company. You're not just answering emails of people you already know. You're either online or offline. I like offline if you can go somewhere and meet people. Mm-hmm. You are scheduling time where your only goal for Thursday afternoon is go to some event you would not normally go to and go meet people that have skills that you don't. I schedule time and I sign up to go to events and conferences or listen to podcasts or whatever. I schedule time where my only goal is network building. But that's not what most people do. Most people think network building is what happens when you're going somewhere anyway. I have to be at this conference. I'll try to meet some people. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is go to a conference you weren't scheduled for only to meet people where you don't have any other responsibility at that conference, or go to a meeting or go wherever, but schedule time that is set aside for nothing but networking instead of hoping you come across people while you're, you know, by chance.
Absolutely love that level of practicality there. I ask that question a lot of times. I get philosophical answers, which is totally fine, but I really like those practical ones too, because that's something, like you said, it's so simple. It's so easy, but people just don't take the time to make sure that it stays a priority. Maybe just because it's too difficult to see the ROI on it. I don't know exactly why. Do you have an idea there?
All of the above, they just don't think about it. I don't think it's that they don't see the ROI. I think that a lot of times, you know what's funny? Sometimes success is your worst enemy because you're doing pretty well running your business, you know, by yourself or with your little team. So you start to think, maybe I'm pretty good at this. But what you don't realize is the difference between doing pretty well and scaling into a massively successful company is handing off the tasks you're not best at to people that are smarter than you. So I think they don't realize that the key to getting to the next level is surrounding yourself with people smarter than you, and you've got to put the time in to find them. And they're just too busy and things are going okay, so they don't really think they need the help.
What are some of the most effective ways that you've found to try to find those people that are at that quote unquote level above you?
So I'm still a huge fan of LinkedIn, obviously. I think it's a very, very effective tool. And by definition, when people created a profile there, they were putting themselves out there to be contacted. Why would you want to be on it if you don't want to connect with people?
Right.
But the other one, like I said, is being domain specific. If you need finance people, then signing up to actually go to a finance event, even though you're not a finance person, going to events that you wouldn't normally go to because they're not your expertise, but going there with the intent of finding people that are really good at that thing that you're not. That's the other thing that I do. Like I said, I've attended events. One time I went to a film distribution conference. I don't know anything about film distribution. That was the point. There are people that do, and I need to know some of those people. So I went to this conference. And when I start talking, it's a little uncomfortable.
Right.
So are you in the distribution business? I'd be like, no, I actually don't know anything about it. And they'd be like, then what are you doing here? And I said, I came here because I don't know anything about it, and I was hoping to meet someone like you. The first few seconds are awkward.
Right.
Then they say, oh, great, let me tell you about me and how I could help you.
Yeah, that's the key right there, is that the first few seconds are awkward. But I just feel like people don't enjoy those situations, so they're not willing to push past that little bit of discomfort in order to get the big reward at the end of that awkward feeling of just randomly talking to somebody, especially when you don't know anything about a particular industry or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But you'll get over it fast because those people love to talk about their industry and they like to talk about themselves. So get them started and the discomfort, the uncomfortable part goes away fast.
Throughout your career, Jeff, have you ever paid for relationships? Like, I don't mean that in a bad kind of a way. I'm meaning like mentorships, coachings, masterminds, like different types of like high level events. What's been your experience with that kind of stuff?
I have, and I've gotten a lot of value out of it, but it's really careful to choose wisely. Don't choose what's popular. Choose what specifically fits you.
Okay.
Be really specific of saying that if you're talking to somebody that offers, before you're paying anybody for anything, instead of saying to them, what do you offer? Because what I see is people then try to convince themselves that's the right offering. Start by saying, this is specifically what I need to get. Can you deliver that to me? Focus on what you need to get out of this before you spend a dime. I'm spending this money because I want to get this. And then have people say, tell me how you can deliver that to me.
Okay.
How will I get that knowledge at this event? How will I get that knowledge by hiring you as a coach or mentor, whatever it is? I'm always very focused on, I specifically need this and tell me if you can deliver it. Instead of just saying, tell me what you got, because then you wind up trying to convince yourself sometimes. Oh, that
right.
Sounds good.
Right.
Well, it's not really what you wanted. You're talking yourself into it. Don't talk yourself into it.
Okay. So tremendously valuable. Just be careful, really.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Be very, very goal specific. This is what I need to get.
And when you know more people, you get access to a lot more information, but not just information. You get access to a lot more experiences. In the business world, the best way to learn is to not just like go and download a course, or, you know, obviously information's everywhere. You can go to YouTube to learn something. But when you find a person who you can connect with, whether it's for real connection or just virtually, you connect with them because of their vibe, and you know that they have done something that you've wanted to do, well, now they have not just information to help you get there, but they have their own experiences in a way that vibes with you and who you are, that will make it more likely that you actually succeed in whatever it is that you choose to do. This is why mentors and coaches are really important, because those people have done those things that you want to do. Any good sports guy or gal will, you know, if they want to improve, where do they go? They don't just go to YouTube to learn. They find a coach, mm-hmm. a person who's right. been there to work them through those things, however big or small they need help with. It's about who you know. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be where I'm at today without the people I know. I think back to every single big moment in my business, in my life, it's been a result of the people I've connected with. Even back to when I got my architecture job. Remember earlier I said I got a job as a result of a connection in the marching mm-hmm, band? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was a student director of the marching band. I was just finishing up school as, you know, a senior architect. And as a student director, I was one of five on the executive committee in the band. And every year, I didn't know this, every year, those five people, myself included, the drum major, executive director, student director, who is me, treasurer, all those kinds of people, we get invited to this restaurant next to Pac Bell Stadium or AT&T Stadium. I can't remember. It's the Giants Stadium. There's a restaurant there in San Francisco called Momo's Cafe. Mm-hmm. And Momo's Cafe is owned by a guy named Pete, who was a person who marched as a sousaphone player back in the 70s. And so he invites the executive committee every single year, and all these college kids who are seniors, and we just have a dinner. Like, nobody else is in the restaurant except us. And he goes around the table and asks us questions and just wants to get a pulse on the band and how it's going. And he also asks us like what our major is. When it was my turn, I said, yeah, my name is Pat. I'm an architect major. I look forward to doing architecture. I really like actually your restaurant, because I want to get into restaurant and hospitality. And he's like, Pat, that's cool. I'm going to connect you with my friend, John McNulty, who is the principal of MBH Architects in Alameda, California, just over the bridge here. And I said, wow, that's cool. And then of course, after that, I was like, you know, people say that all the time. Like, they're just nice. And I don't know if this is going to happen, but I didn't even give him my phone number. Like, I was stupid. I didn't even know like that was even possible, but
yeah.
He called somebody at Cal to get my phone number and gave it to John McNulty. And 2 days later, I got a call from John McNulty. And then I went in for an interview, and then I got a spot as a beginner drafter, entry level drafter at MBH Architects in the restaurant division. And it was because of the marching band.
That's why I love this show, because I love getting into how these connections have actually been able to bring people to where they are. And it seems like every single time I sit down and talk with someone that's done as well as you have, it seems to all go back to the fact that they are good at cultivating connections and making relationships, and not just good at it, but they place a high value on that. You mentioned earlier mentorships, coachings, and stuff like that. How valuable do you think it is to pay for mentorships or coaching or masterminds or anything like that?
You know, I'm in two mastermind groups. None of them are paid. I have a coach. I do pay him. And that's because that was the only way to get access to him. But it's not necessarily a payment. It's just the commitment to work with that person or that group of people. Hmm. I'm in two mastermind groups. Each one has been around for over 5 years. We meet every single week. So every single week for 5 years.
Wow.
With, you know, a week missed here or two for vacations and stuff. But that's how important it is. Absolutely important. And I want you to all also know that I'm an introvert. And, you know, a lot of people might be saying, you know, well, Pat sounds super excited and he just seems like a guy that just puts himself out there. And that's definitely not the case. I'm an introvert. I go home from these conferences and I just want to sit in bed and watch Netflix and not talk to anybody. Like, that's when I get my energy back.
Right.
Being around a lot of people sucks energy out of me, but I do it anyway because I know how important these relationships are and these connections. Every person you meet is a new opportunity or opportunities that can open up something in your life or change your life in some way, shape, or form. And you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't at least get out there and start meeting people and thinking about, well, what's the worst that can happen? That's how I get over it. I go, well, if I try to go up to that person, like I get sweaty palms and I get nervous, like I do try to stop myself. But then I go, you know, what's the worst that can happen?
Right.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. They say no, or I can't right now or whatever. They're not going to like beat me with a base. Like, exactly. What?
The worst case scenario has already happened if you don't do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, that's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You might hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds on the show. They are literally what I attribute most of the new quality relationships in my life to. So if this is something that you are interested in at all, which it should be, then hit me up and let's chat to see if you would be a good fit for my mastermind, Build Your Network Alpha. Just shoot an email over to travis@buildyournetwork.co and let's talk about it. Have a fantastic rest of your day and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.